由麦亨牧师主讲，叶朗天即时传译兼主持的中英双语系列《天路导向》，提高你的英语水平，引导你的人生方向。天路导向，伴你同行。
Hello, listening friends.
亲爱的听众朋友，你好。
Thank you very much for tuning in to this broadcast.
非常之感谢你收听这个节目《天路导向》。
We are glad you tuned in.
我们很高兴你能够收听的。
We have been going through a series of messages entitled The Blessings of Surrender.
一路呢，我们最近都是讲一个系列信息。个系列信息的名字是叫做献身之福，或者是叫做降服之福的。
In our last broadcast, we left Elisha's servant under attack in a panic.
在上一集呢，我们就讲到说以利沙的仆人因为受到围攻呢，而是很惊惶很紧张的。
Elisha's associate was saying, wait a minute, who is with us?
这个以利沙的同伴呢，他心里面就在想，怎么办呢？有哪个能够帮助我们呢？
It's only you and me, prophet of God.
他说这里只是得我和你，我们只不过是神的先知来的。
My listening friends, when you are in the center of the will of God like Elisha was,
亲爱的听众朋友，如果你好像以利沙一样是行在神的旨意里面呢？
Even in the heat of the battle, God shows you visions that nobody else can see.
就算你是身处在很激烈的争战里面，神都会让你看见异象，而那些异象呢，是人家看不见的。
Job was given his greatest vision of God under pressures that almost killed him.
旧约里面的约伯呢，就是在生命处于一个很危急、有很大的压力底下的情况那里，神是给他看见伟大的异象的。
Daniel showed the world that Yahweh vindicates his own even in the den of lions.
但以理让到世界知道耶和华能够从狮子坑里面去保护属他的人免受伤害。
Paul wrote some of his greatest epistles while chained in a Roman dungeon.
保罗被困锁在这个罗马的监狱里面，却是能够写出伟大的使徒书信。
John saw the glorified Christ and the eternal destiny of the world while exiled on the island of Patmos.
使徒约翰被放逐去到拔摩海岛的时候，他看见荣耀的基督和这个世界永恒的结局。
And here, in the midst of satanic oppression and satanic attack,
而在这里呢，以利沙在撒旦的压迫和撒旦的攻击底下，
Elisha sees the angelic hosts of heaven coming down to protect him.
他看见有天使天君来保护他。
Elisha sees the angelic host of heaven coming down to defend him.
以利沙他看见天使天君降临守护着他。
Long before his associate could even understand what he was talking about,
在他的同伴能够明白他所讲的说话之前呢，他已经是看得见了。
Elisha saw the guards of heaven surrounding and protecting him.
以利沙看见四周围有天上的保安队伍呢，正在护卫住他自己。
Elisha saw the protection so clearly that when the young man was sweating in fear,
当那个后生仔他惊到呢是飙晒冷汗的时候呢，以利沙已经是清楚看见神的保护了。
Elisha was able to say calmly to him, Don't be afraid, those who are with us,are more than those who are against us.
所以呢，以利沙就能够对这个后生仔讲，不需要惧怕，同我们同在的比同那些人同在的更加多。
Probably in his quiet time that morning,
可能在他早晨安静的时候呢，
The Lord told Elisha of how he was going to deliver him.
神已经话俾以利沙听，他是一定会保护、会拯救以利沙的。
you are at the center of the will of God,
当你是行在神的旨意里面，
you don't run around telling everybody who would listen,
你不需要呢是四周围走，在那打锣打鼓呢叫人去听你的说话。
When you are at the very center of the will of God,
当你是行在神的旨意里面的时候，
you know and believe and practice the divine truth,
你清楚知道，并且你亦都相信，而且咧仲系实践圣经嘅真理。
You know that the sovereign God is going to take all of this oppression and the attacks and bring something wonderful out of it。
你知道嗰位大有权能嘅神咧，系会消除一切嘅逼迫、一切嘅攻击，并且喺当中咧去彰显佢奇妙嘅作为嘅。
When you are at the very center of the will of God,
当你是行在神的旨意里面的时候，
you do not say, oh, please feel sorry for me.
你不需要说，哎呀，求你可怜我啦。
But rather you would say with the Apostle Paul,
反而呢，你会去讲出使徒保罗所讲的说话。
In all things, God is working his sovereign purpose out, and no one can touch me.
是讲咩说话呢？就是说神叫一切事都按照佢至高嘅旨意而行，并且咧系冇人敢向我下手嘅。
No one can harm me。
冇人能够加害于我嘅。
Because I am in the very center of the will of God。
因为我系行喺神嘅旨意当中嘅。
Elisha understood that not everyone could see what he saw。
以利沙佢好清楚明白到，唔系人人都可以睇见佢所睇见嘅。
So what did he do?
咁佢又点样做呢？
He prayed.
佢就去祷告啦。
Look at verse 17.
请你睇第17节啦。
Oh Lord, I pray, open his eyes so that he may see.
经文记载咧，话以利沙喺度祷告话：耶和华，求你开呢个少年人嘅眼目。令到佢能够睇得见。
And the Lord opened the eyes of the young man, and he saw.
咁耶和华咧就开佢嘅眼目，佢就睇得见啦。
And behold, the mountains were filled with horses and chariots of fire all around Elisha.
睇见咩咧？就系睇见满山啊，都有火驹火马系围绕住以利沙嘅。
Listening friends,
亲爱的听众朋友，
Elisha's man was probably busy ministering and running around.
这一位以利沙的仆人呢，他可能呢是整天都在忙着侍奉，在东奔西走的。
He did not have time to hear God.
他可能忙到呢是没有时间去安静的聆听神的声音。
While Elisha's man was busy with activities, God's man was on his face and on his knees.
当这个以利沙的仆人，他正在望着各式各样的活动的时候，神人以利沙就很谦卑地在神的面前去亲近神。
Elisha was living in the invisible realm and living by faith.
以利沙他是靠着信心活在那个不是用肉眼能够看得见的领域里面的。
And that is why when the attack came, Elisha was able to pray effectively for his servant.
所以当攻击临到的时候，以利沙能够很有效地去为他的仆人祷告。
His servant's spiritual eyes were opened in order to see the chariots of fire.
神开了他仆人属灵的眼睛，令到他能够看见火驹火马。
He saw the host of God fighting on behalf of his master.
他看见神的天军来为他的主人征战。
When you and I catch the glimpse of heaven,
如果你和我能够呢是看一看，就算是望一眼都好，是望见天堂的景象的话呢，
Our life will assume a different and new dimension.
我哋嘅生命就会变得截然不同，而能够咧系进入一个崭新嘅境界里边啦。
Miracles will take place，
将会咧系有神迹发生嘅。
And those around us who are spiritually blind will begin to see。
喺我哋身边嘅人，属灵嘅眼睛本来系盲目嘅，亦都将会咧系得以睇得见。
But above all, when you are in Christ Jesus, you are invulnerable。
而最可贵嘅地方咧，就系你如果系喺耶稣基督里边嘅话，就唔会受到伤害啦。
Why？
点解我咁样讲咧
？Because when you are in Christ, the greater the battle, the greater the victory。
因为啊，当你系喺耶稣基督里边嘅话咧，争战越系激烈，咁个战果咧就越系辉煌啦。
The fiercer the opposition, the sweeter the triumph。
对抗越系猛烈嘅话，咁得胜嘅滋味咧就越系甘甜啦。
The more vicious the attack, the deeper our spiritual experience becomes。
面临嘅攻击越系恶劣，咁属灵嘅经历咧就越深刻啦。
Let me illustrate。
嗱，我举一个例子嚟讲啊。
In 1845, at a Christian convention,
喺1845年一个嘅基督教嘅会议上边
，they had a huge motto that would be worthwhile for us to memorize。
嗰度咧有一幅好巨大嘅横额，里边咧系有一句嘅标语咧，系令人留低好深刻嘅印象嘅。
The men who see the invisible，
嗰度话。睇见嗰啲眼未能够睇见嘅
，They also hear the inaudible，
去听见嗰啲耳朵唔能够听见嘅
，Believe the incredible，
相信嗰啲难以置信嘅
，And think the unthinkable，
去思想嗰啲难以想象嘅。
A man who took the gospel to China tells the following incident。
有一位去中国传福音嘅宣教士咧，就讲到一次嘅经历。
One day he was a struggling Christian who wondered if he was doing anything worthwhile。
佢曾经咧内心系有所挣扎，喺度怀疑自己身为基督徒，佢所做嘅系咪有价值嘅咧
？Then another missionary sent him a letter telling him about the deeper life in Christ, the spirit-filled life。
咁后屘咧，有另一位嘅宣教士咧，就写信俾佢，就话俾佢听喺基督里边嘅生命咧，要尽心，就一定咧要让圣灵去充满。
The letter told him about the power of God in spiritual warfare。
喺信里边提到咧，喺属灵征战当中啊，可以去经历神嘅大能。
When the director experienced this truth for himself, he said the following。
咁当呢个人佢亲身体验到呢一个事实之后咧，佢就话啦
：We are supernatural people born again by the Spirit。
佢话我哋系超自然嘅人类，系由圣灵重生嘅。
We wage a supernatural fight。
我哋正喺度咧进行一场嘅超自然嘅征战。
And are taught by a supernatural teacher。
有一位超自然嘅老师教导我哋。
Led by a supernatural captain who assures us of victory，
并且咧系由一位超自然嘅队长去带领我哋，所以咧我哋一定有必胜嘅把握嘅。
So when the Syrians came down to Elisha，
咁当叙利亚嘅军队即系亚兰王嘅军队嚟到以利沙嗰度嘅时候咧
，Elisha prayed to the Lord in verse 18。
咁喺第十八节咧，以利沙就向主祷告话啦。
Strike these people, I pray, with blindness, and they were struck with blindness according to the word of Elisha.
佢话求你使呢啲人嘅眼目昏迷，咁耶和华咧就照以利沙嘅说话，令到嗰班嘅军队咧系眼目昏迷啦。
Listen carefully to what I'm going to tell you.
嗱，请你细心嘅、留心嘅听我跟住要讲嘅。
Elisha was not a man who only spent 10 minutes in prayer that morning.
以利沙咧，佢唔单止喺上昼喺早晨嘅时候咧，好似我哋一般人咁样祷告十分钟咁简单。
My friends, when you are in the center of the will of God，
嗱，亲爱嘅朋友，当你系行喺神嘅旨意里边嘅时候
，You don't have to defend yourself，
你唔需要咧系去保护自己嘅。
God's vindication of his servant Elisha was twofold.
神对佢嘅仆人以利沙嘅嗰个嘅保护，嗰个嘅保守咧，系可以包括咧两方面嘅。
Let's look at it carefully.
嗱，我哋咧再仔细啲去睇一睇系边两方面咧。
First,
嗱，第一方面咧就系
God's man was delivered.
就系话神咧系会拯救属于佢嘅人嘅。
When Elisha prayed, God acted.
当以利沙一祈祷咧，咁神就行动啦。
Why?
点解咁样讲咧
？Because he was in the very center of the will of God.
因为以利沙佢系行喺神嘅旨意当中嘅。
Elisha knew how to pray in accordance with the will of God.
以利沙佢清楚知道点样按照神嘅旨意去祷告。
He spent enough time with God to know what prayer God wanted to hear.
佢时时咧都亲近神，所以佢知道神嘅心意系点样。
God will always vindicate His faithful people.
神咧系会时时去保护佢忠心嘅子民嘅。
If not immediately, then ultimately.
神咧系始终啊都会保护佢哋，就算神唔系即时保护，但系神始终咧都系会保护佢哋嘅。
Once I found myself in a situation when people who were in authority over me maligned me and said false things about me.
嗱，我曾经咧系俾人咧系特别系俾一啲有权势嘅人咧系诽谤，系恶意中伤嘅。
I would go to the Lord in prayer.
咁我咧就会咧系去到神面前去向神祷告。
And the Lord would say to me, "Don't say a word."
神就对我讲。唔好去为自己咧去辩护，去辩白啲乜嘢。
In one of these situations, it took 2 years before the truth finally came out.
咁喺嗰种嘅情况底下，即系话嗰种俾人恶意诽谤、重伤嘅情况底下咧，经过咗2年之后啊，先至真相大白、水落石出。
But the Lord vindicated me.
但系喺呢个过程当中，神一直都保护住我。
I did not have to defend myself.
我系唔需要为自己咧系去辩护，唔需要咧系为自己去辩白嘅。
In our text，
喺呢一段我哋研读嘅经文里边咧
，we see that not only was God's man delivered，
我哋睇见唔单止咧神系会拯救属于佢嘅人
，but secondly God's enemies were defeated。
而第二方面咧就系与神为敌嘅人啊系注定会失败嘅。
Look at verse 23.
请睇第23节啊。
So the bands of the Syrian raiders came no more into the land of Israel.
嗰度话从此亚兰军咧就唔再犯以色列境啦。
This is the same with you and with me.
你同我咧都会系一样嘅。
Through the victory that Jesus gives us, we can always render the enemy harmless.
只要我哋藉住主耶稣基督，就可以咧系得胜我哋嘅仇敌，唔会咧系再受到伤害。
Why？
点解咁样讲咧
？Because when Jesus hung on the cross, he rendered Satan to be ineffective。
因为当主耶稣佢系钉十字架嘅时候咧，佢已经系击败咗撒旦，令到撒旦嘅攻击咧系冇效噶啦。
Jesus rendered Satan useless and toothless.
主耶稣佢消灭咗撒旦嘅权势，令到佢唔再张牙舞爪啦。
Listen to me closely, please, my listening friends.
亲爱的听众朋友，请你留心听啊。
unless you deliberately give Satan a stronghold in your life.
除非你故意容许撒旦去占据你嘅生命。
Unless you deliberately live in disobedience to God.
除非你故意去违背神。
Unless you refuse to use the spiritual weapons that God has given you.
除非你拒绝使用神所赐嘅属灵军装。
Satan is ineffective in trying to attack you.
撒旦是不能够加害于你的。
To the child of God who walks in the Spirit of God.
神的儿女有圣灵同行。
Satan can bark, but he cannot bite.
撒旦呢，他只能够咆哮，但是就不能够将你咬伤。
Satan can roar, but he cannot hurt.
撒旦只能够怒哮，但是呢就不能够伤害你。
Satan can plot, but he can never succeed.
撒旦只能够设计呢去谋害，但是呢却是不能够成功的。
Satan can try to display his chariots.
撒旦他只能够呢摆开个阵势在威吓你。
But you will have chariots of fire to defend you.
但是你就有火驹火马来保护你。
Listen to what Revelation 12:11 said.
请听启示录十二章十一节，新约圣经启示录十二章十一节是怎样讲的？
That the faithful Christian overcome him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony.
那里说，忠心的基督徒呢，胜过他是因为羔羊的血和自己所做的见证。
The very word overcome means to render the enemy useless.
胜过的意思呢，就是令到敌人失去了功能。
A few years ago, there was a man from India who went to live in Paris, France.
几年前有一个人从印度搬到去法国的巴黎居住。
He immediately got mixed up with the wrong crowd.
他一去到那里呢，就结交了一些猪朋狗友。
He became demon possessed.
甚至呢是被邪灵附体。
He was used as a medium and channeler in all kinds of satanic activities.
他还被人呢是利用成为了邪教活动的灵媒。
Then he was converted to Christ.
那后来呢他就信了耶稣了。
And the devil didn't like it.
但是魔鬼撒旦呢当然是很不甘心啦。
So evil spirits began to oppress the man and attack him.
於是邪靈就開始去逼迫去攻擊佢啦。
As a new Christian, he did not understand spiritual warfare.
佢啱啱先成為基督徒，所以呢就唔明白屬靈嘅爭戰係點樣嘅一回事。
For months, the evil spirits would wake him up night after night.
有好幾個月嘅時間呢，佢每晚都係俾邪靈搞擾，冇辦法安睡嘅。
He rarely got 30 minutes of consecutive sleep.
好难得呢先至係瞓到30分钟。
Tangible hands would touch him.
佢就觉得呢有隻手嚟摸佢。
Tangible manifestations of the devil's presence afflicted him.
魔鬼现身嚟去折磨佢。
He prayed, but he got no relief.
佢向神祷告，但係呢就唔能够解脱，唔能够脱离呢个魔爪。
Then a Christian friend taught him how to overcome by the power of the blood.
后来有一位嘅基督徒朋友教佢依靠耶稣宝血嘅能力去得胜。
At the moment he would get attacked,
就喺佢咧被攻击嘅一刻
，he would claim the blood of Jesus.
佢咧就宣告耶稣基督嘅宝血。
He would plead the blood of Jesus Christ.
佢求耶稣嘅宝血咧系去保护佢。
And the evil spirits would flee.
咁结果呢，这个嘅邪灵就逃跑咗啦。
Thus he received complete deliverance.
所以呢，佢就得到完完全全嘅拯救啦。
Elisha prayed for God's supernatural power.
以利沙佢祈求神嘅超自然能力。
Then he prayed that God would open the eyes of his associates.
咁然后呢，佢就求神去开佢仆人嘅眼睛。
Elisha wanted his servant to be able to see the spiritual hosts of heaven who were fighting on their behalf.
以利沙希望他的仆人能够看见天军是为他们作战的。
Can you imagine the panic and the paralysis which overwhelmed the king of Syria and his army?
你能唔能够想象得到阿兰王同佢嘅军队当时惊惶失措嘅样啊？
But there's something else that I want to tell you that also is very important.
但系咧，我要讲俾你听一件非常之重要嘅事啊。
Elijah could have given one word, and the Syrians would have been massacred in cold blood.
其实只要以利沙讲一句说话咧，咁亚兰王嘅军队咧就会全军覆没噶啦。
But Elijah understood that behind the Syrian army there were spiritual hosts of wickedness.
但系以利沙佢明白到喺呢一个亚兰王嘅军队背后啊，其实系受控于呢个灵界邪恶嘅势力嘅。
My listening friends,
亲爱嘅听众朋友
，Behind our flesh and blood enemies, there is satanic force.
喺有血有肉嘅敌人背后，其实系有魔鬼撒旦嘅势力嘅。
You and I can only win not by applying human techniques of vengeance and anger and wrath.
我哋要取得真正嘅胜利，并唔系咧以人为嘅报复、愤怒同埋仇恨嘅方式。
We can only win by using the spiritual weapons of prayer and praise.
只有咧系靠住祷告同埋赞美嘅属灵武器，先至可以得胜嘅。
We can win by putting on the whole armor of God.
只要啊，我哋系着上神所赐嘅全副嘅属灵军装，先至可以获胜。
Please listen carefully as I conclude.
请你咧系留心听，我而家咧就要去讲我嘅结论啦。
Walking in holiness and righteousness and obedience to God is not only glorifying to God.
行喺圣洁、公义同埋服从神旨意里边咧，唔单止能够荣耀神。
It is the very essence of overcoming satanic forces.
更加系胜过撒旦势力嘅要素嚟嘅。
Listen to what 1 John 5:18 said.
请听约翰一书五章十八节嗰度讲嘅嘢。
We know that anyone born of God does not habitually sin.
嗰度话，我哋知道凡系从神生嘅，一定唔会犯罪。
But he who was born of God, God himself protects him, and the evil one does not touch him.
从神而生嘅系神咧，一定会去保守佢，令到恶者咧冇办法去伤害佢嘅。
You can live the life of one foot in the world and one foot with Christ.
你当然咧系可以咧系一脚踏两船，过住一半属世、一半属灵嘅生活。
But don't count on victory and overcoming.
但系你唔好寄望咧可以得胜啊。
Or you can walk in the Spirit and in the power of the Spirit of God.
或者咧，你系行喺圣灵嘅能力当中嘅。
And thus be assured of God's victory and triumph.
咁咧，你就会有胜利嘅保证啦。
My prayer is that you would choose holiness.
我向神祈求，你愿意选择圣洁嘅生活。
So that you may experience the joy of overcoming.
咁样你就可以经历到得胜嘅喜乐啦。
Until next time, I wish you God's richest blessing.
愿神大大赐福俾你，我哋下集再会。